1390 KJAM Madison.
It's time for Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390 KJAM and AmazingMadison.com. Here are your hosts, Paul and JJ.
It is another beautiful night in the downtown Madison area. Well, beautiful being the operative word. It is 3 minutes after 6 o'clock on Dakota's Best AM 1390 and also online at AmazingMadison.com. This is Coach's Corner. You are here with Paul Vold once again. We got ourselves another great show lined up for you as well. If only the weather would cooperate with the time of the year. We're into the second full week. Well, technically the third week, but the second full week of December. It is December 13th. And of course, we're talking about a great show tonight. Coming up later, we're going to be taking a look at the NFL schedule and recapping last week. Also getting your preview of the games coming up as well. Talk about some upcoming basketball broadcasts that we got coming on the air coming here in the next couple of days and into next week as well. We're going to be speaking with Howard wrestling coaches as well. Hopefully coaches. We're going to have head wrestling coach Corbin Surratt on the show later tonight, along and hopefully with Matt Goff coming on the show as well to talk about some Howard wrestling, and also talking with Dakota State University men's basketball assistant coach Tom Kaler. He'll be joining us here in just a couple of moments as well. This is Coach's Corner live on Dakota's Best AM 1390 and also available online through the Coach's Corner page at AmazingMadison.com. And making our way here into the show, let's just dive right on into things. Joining us in studio for the first time, it is DSU men's basketball assistant coach Tom Kaler. And Coach, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
Appreciate you having me. Appreciate your time.
Absolutely. You know, we've been trying to get some DSU men's basketball on the air here for quite a little while, but finally we got a coach on the air. We've been talking about DSU men's basketball here at the station, and also with a few fans here and there that come by and stop in. And luckily enough, we are here, and we finally have somebody to talk to about this season so far, starting off 7-5 overall this year, also 2-0 in conference play to start off. Had a little bit of a break last game for your team against the top-ranked Northwestern in a loss, so 111-74 in a game like that. I'm sure there's a lot of things that you take away from a game like that against a very good Northwestern team, and I'm sure the number one ranking definitely does it justice. You know, what were some things that you take away from a game like that against the Red Raiders?
You know, Northwestern is a very disciplined, they're a very good basketball team. So it's tough to go on the road and play the number one ranked team in the nation regardless. But overall we're going to take a lot of positives away from that game. It's a game that we can look back on and we can learn a lot. We can make some adjustments going forward. And we're not going to view that as a negative. Yes, it's a loss. But it's not going to be viewed as a negative, because we're going to take more positive things away from that are going to make us better and bring us closer as a team.
Yeah, and especially with the schedule that the Trojans have faced off so far this year, getting a lot of nationally ranked teams as well. A couple of wins against then number ranked 18 Briarcliff University, and also University of Jamestown back at the Fieldhouse in the 1st of December, and fared pretty well this year against nationally ranked opponents. And it's certainly with this group of players that you have this year, certainly bodes well for these next few games that you have coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. Those the two games that we have where we beat nationally ranked teams, those were great wins, and those were great wins against great teams. Briarcliff has since moved up the national poll, where they're now a top five team in the nation, and then Jamestown was a top 20 team at that time as well. Those are both great teams. Those were great wins for us. We learned a lot from those games. You know, on the offensive end and on the defensive end, it's been a pretty interesting procedure to analyze and to see as far as our team goes, watching games at the beginning of the year versus where we are now, 12 games into the season. So we're still making adjustments. We're still learning, and going forward. but it's something that we understand that's going to be necessary to continue to be successful.
And especially with speaking of adjustments as well, this is your first season as an assistant coach for the Dakota State University men's basketball program as well. You know, we were talking off the air a little bit about your background. For those who are listening in on the show tonight, why don't you just let us know a little more about yourself and how you ended up coming to Dakota State University?
Yeah, absolutely. I was born and raised in Del Rapids, so I'm a South Dakota native. I did play 4 years at an in-state rival of Mount Marty and graduated back in 2012, so I'm getting a little bit on the aged-old side. But, basketball has just been a very big passion of mine. It's something that, you know, I find a lot of enjoyment in, not only playing but watching, analyzing a team that I'm interested in, a team that even I'm not interested in, meaning, you know, scouting another team or seeing their another team's strengths and weaknesses. So to be passionate about basketball is one thing, but then to be able to take that passion and put it into use is something that's very special to me. It's something I've been very fortunate this year. Unfortunately, with Coach Garner's cancer, he's not able to coach, but that's allowed me the opportunity to step in and help out this program.
Yeah, and especially, with coaching being one of those things that a lot of former players get into, you know, ultimately, what led to your decision to come into coaching as opposed to going back into the job world itself?
You know, to be completely honest with you, Paul, I do have a job outside of just the coaching. So I do have a full-time job outside of the coaching, which is important. But, you know, coaching is something that you don't really choose to do. It kind of chooses you. So to be able to take advantage of that, like I said, and try to help these younger guys, this younger team, help them be successful and be a part of that is something that's pretty special to me now and will be pretty special to me going forward as well.
And just taking a look a little bit at this team so far this season, if there's one thing that I've definitely noticed with the start of this season, 12 games into the year, you're 7-5 overall. And it's one thing, your team's been out to a lot of good starts shooting-wise as well. You've been able to contend early on the season, shooting, you know, 30, 40, sometimes even 50% from the field. And then a lot of times into the second half, you kind of digress a little bit, which has led to a few last-minute losses or some blown leads as well. You know, you look at some of those early performances of the season, you know, how have things fared up in your mind up to this point of the season with the team's performances?
You know, with the team that we got right now, we've got a lot of great shooters. You know, we are our starting five, it doesn't matter who's out there, they're all great shooters inside and outside. So, you know, that's something that we're able to take advantage of, is having five guys that are on the court at all times, and then we've got reserves coming in that are also great offensive players that are able to score. Now, the lull of halftime, you don't want to use it as an excuse, but sometimes it just seems like that takes some of our momentum away, where, you know, we come out in the second half and we might be a little dry or even parched, and it's kind of hard to get the momentum back that maybe we had in the first half. Now, earlier in the season, we gave up a couple of leads where we ended up losing, and that's something that, again, just reiterating what I said earlier, we're learning from, we're trying to make some adjustments. But overall, really what it comes down to is we've got a great offensive team. We just have to be a great defensive team, because what's going to affect our win and loss record isn't necessarily the points we score, because that's something that we have the players that are capable of scoring 100 points every night. It's going to be on the defensive end and getting stops and not allowing other teams to score more points than we do.
And especially with some of those players that you had alluded to, the starting five, doesn't matter who is out on the floor, and especially a great mix of some talent here on this team. You have a few seniors out on the floor. You have such as Bobby Farquhar, who comes off the bench quite often, also gets some starting nods here and there. You got Justin Folkers, who's a junior as well. Kevin Daniels, who's been leading the team in a lot of statistical categories. Even plugging in a couple of guys, including Mo Arrington, also Keon Johnson, are a couple of guys, transfers out of Ellsworth Community College. And even throw in some of those younger guys, including Brady Elder, who gets some time out on that floor as well, and Josh McGreal, who's seen some time as well this season. You know, with this mix of players that is on this team this season, and how are things kind of faring up to this point with this group of players, and who is kind of in your mind kind of been the one that's kind of stepped out and done the best?
You know, the guys that we have, each individual brings their own particular set of positives onto the court. You know, we really don't have a player on our team that we don't trust on the court at some point, you know, on the offensive or defensive end. As far as leadership goes, we might not necessarily have one overall leader, but we've got a team of leaders. And that's kind of the cool part about our team is how well these guys mesh together, how, you know, one player's strengths might pick up another player's weaknesses. You know, we've got a couple seniors that do a great job leading this team as far as emotionally goes, because we've got some young players that play that aren't necessarily used to playing at this level yet. So, you know, they try to pick up the emotional level where maybe some of the younger guys fall off. We've also got a couple guys that are juniors that are first year on the team this year, transfers in, that are super great basketball players, and they're just good young men. But it's tough to come in and learn a new system and play the type of basketball that's expected to be played at Dakota State University. But they've done a great job transitioning, and they're phenomenal kids. They're great athletes, and they're going to have a lot of success here. Overall, if these guys keep doing what they're doing and continue down the path of getting better every day, this will be a scary team to watch here at the end of the year.
Yes, for sure, as well, especially with the way the season's kind of shaped up so far, contended with some strong teams and held around with some other teams as well. You know, coach, as well, also, just reminding all of our listeners, Dakota State University men's basketball assistant coach Tom Kaler joining us here on Coach's Corner about 15 minutes after 6 o'clock. You know, kind of transitioning a little bit. You know, we're in that time of the year. It's the end of the academic semester for some of these players, but also getting into the thick part of your team schedule as well. Kind of worked out in your team's favor with playing this past Saturday against Northwestern, and then having, a week off for games coming up here this weekend back at the Fieldhouse. But I'm sure as well, with finals and everything, kind of a little bit having to do just a little bit more to kind of coordinate schedules and everything, get everybody on the floor to practice going into some more conference games. You know, is there a lot of downtime to get this coordination together? And, you know, what has the practice schedule been like, you know, this week with finals going on with some of these athletes?
You know, running through different schedules, and obviously there's always conflicting schedules, especially during finals week. That's something that's tough, but it's something that we're able to overcome because these guys understand their commitment to basketball, but also that they're student athletes, so they have their commitment to being a student first. Obviously, they don't get the opportunity to play basketball unless they're a student as well. So, you know, there's the importance of studying for your tests, but then we also have to ensure that they're getting into the gym and keeping our legs fresh, so we don't have any sort of lactic acid buildup. On top of that, you know, there's just that high expectation that you are successful on the court, but you're also successful in the classroom. So as far as schedules goes, there's always some conflicting schedules. But once we get to today, where we're finally through finals, then they get to some more downtime where we're going to we're on the court at least once a day. We're definitely encouraging them to spend a little extra time in the gym, getting some shots up, working on some individual game aspects, shots, personal skills, things like that. But you're absolutely right. We get to this time of year now that we're done with finals, and there's a little bit more downtime for the guys, and we try to fill that up best we can, and trust them to make sure that they are, you know, ready to play basketball, that they're game ready day in and day out.
I also liked the fact you worked in that reference lactic acid there. That's always a good one, Coach. And kind of winding things down here a little bit this evening, heading into this weekend, got a couple games back at the Fieldhouse. You got on Saturday against Bellevue University, and then on Sunday against Mayville State University. You know, heading back into this weekend, back into some conference games as well. 2-0 in conference action, wins over Jamestown, who nationally ranked, and also Presentation College a couple weekends ago. You know, what are some things that your team's going to be looking to establish against Bellevue and against Mayville this coming weekend, and also quite possibly come out with some wins as well?
You know, the one thing that I'd say right away, Paul, is that there's certainly a difference in playing a conference game versus a non-conference game. And I don't mean that as a bad thing, but, you know, the conference games, these are teams you're going to play at least twice a year, so there's a little bit higher expectations from the team. There's a little bit more of a rivalry in those games, where you're going to see high levels of positive energy. You're going to see great basketball games here this week. And Bellevue comes in, they've got a great defensive team, so they're, you know, a lot of their games they're allowing 50 to 60 points a game, and in a college basketball game that's not a lot of points. So they're coming in as a very good defensive team. Mayville is coming in playing back-to-back days. That's not the easiest thing to do. And Mayville's a team that they play very hard. They've got guys that are on the court that play the entire game very, very hard at a very high level. So that's something, playing back-to-back days. We're going to have to come ready. We're going to have to be prepared, you know, to come out and ensure that we continue our conference success and take our 2-0 record to a 4-0 record.
And also, speaking of, you know, playing on back-to-back days, and now you're head after this weekend, almost a two-week stretch until your next game, which will be in the Mike Miller Classic over in Mitchell as well. A couple of non-conference opponents, but also not any easy ones as well. Dakota Wesleyan and also against Dort. I'm sure there's, you know, right now you're probably more focused on this weekend compared to a few weekends from now, but I'm sure they'll also provide some really good matchups for your team to wrap up 2017 at the Mike Miller Classic over in Mitchell.
Yeah, absolutely. I can assure you that our focus will be here in Madison this weekend, and then, you know, the guys get a little break for Christmas. But, you know, we'll make sure they have some literature. They've got access to watching tape. Both Dort and Dakota Wesleyan are a little bit different non-conference foe, where we've played them both once already this year, and both of them got us once already this year. So we've got some revenge on our mind, I'm sure, that we'll have after these games this weekend. We're gonna go to Mitchell with the intent of winning two more games against teams that you know, maybe stole one from us early on here this year. Those are both great basketball teams in Dort and Dakota Wesleyan, playing in the GPAC conference. But those are teams that are, I don't want to say they're not any better than us, but those are teams that we can certainly play with. That we, as long as we play at a very high level, which we're capable of doing, if we play together, those are games that we can definitely come away with wins as well.
And again, a reminder, all of our listeners, again, Dakota State University men's basketball back at the Field House this weekend, starting on Saturday against Bellevue University, and then Sunday that'll be against Mayville State University at the Field House once again. Coach, thank you so much for coming on the show. Best of luck to you the rest of the way this season, and hopefully we can get you on the show once again.
Yeah, that'd be great. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Assistant coach for Dakota State University men's basketball, that is Tom Kaler, joining us here on Coach's Corner. 6:20 is currently our time, and again, that's going to be Bellevue University, Mayville State University over the Field House this weekend. 5:00 tip off on Saturday, and also 4 p.m. Against Mayville State on Sunday over the DSU Field House. We are going to take a break. When we come back, our next guest going to be coming on the show, Howard Wrestling, going to be in studio. That is coming up here after a break. This is Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390.